Hope everybody is doing their best right now as we're going through this crazy time in our world. I'm Tony Bruschi, host of Real Ghost Stories Online. I wanted to invite you and let you know about our other brand new podcast that we just launched, Help Kill the Time for You. It's called The Dark Side of Wikipedia. It's about true crime and dark history. We dive into some of the strangest, most disturbed minds and experiences from our history and examine their story, their Wikipedia entry, and then discuss the cases, the individuals, and the psychology of the events as we go through each and every story. Some of our first episodes include Ed Gein, the BTK killer, the New London school explosion, Amityville murders, Richard Speck, Amelia Dyer, the General Slocum disaster, Jeffrey Dahmer, and more. New episodes every single week. Check out Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search it. Subscribe wherever you download podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and more. It's available now with new episodes every single week. Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search and subscribe today and stay safe out there. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, we go back to our roots and we take your calls, all of your stories in your own voices, your true ghost stories. The number is 855-853-4802.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And of course, if you can, help support our program and keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. We'll definitely make it worth your while. You'll get access to our EPP bonus episodes. Extra podcast person is what EPP stands for. Brand new ones every single week, jam-packed with some of our creepiest ghost stories. You also get access to our advanced episodes of the show released to you before they go out in the regular feed, weeks before, all commercial-free. Our whole archive is there for you as well to binge away on far beyond what iTunes and all that holds up there. I think iTunes only goes back like 200 or 300 episodes. Our show goes back into the thousands. So if you want all that, become an extra podcast person and EPP at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again.
How are you?
I am doing well. And you?
I'm here.
I'm trying to navigate homeschooling, as we both are. Would you like to do some closed syllable fluency tests today on the air? I have it right here.
No, because when they taught us to read, they just taught us words and they taught us how to sound it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand now they have this thing where they have these fake words, just to get kids to learn how to sound stuff out. And like, okay, my kid's going to think that's a word.
Yeah, it almost is like, let's add 5 more steps to the process when we really don't need to.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
I'm not impressed.
No.
I also do not understand the number, or not the, well, yeah, the new number system, if you will. The, what are we doing here in this country? The fucked up number, what do they call the whole system?
I don't know.
It's some new way of learning math.
New math, I don't know. Third generation, fourth generation.
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it doesn't make any goddamn sense.
No.
and then it's like, okay, now teach this to your kids. You changed this in the last 15 years, to something. Like,
I don't even understand it. How am I supposed to teach it to my kid?
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you, American education system.
Now I'm not dogging on the teachers.
No,
they're going through a lot, but
no,
the way that the national curriculum keeps changing is just frustrating as fuck.
I can't imagine being a teacher. I feel for them. I mean, even a lot of them, I mean, maybe the new ones learned this, but I'd say, 80, 90% of them out there it's like, okay, so you learned all this, you went to college for all this, and guess what? Now we're going to change it all.
I know.
It's like, no, this is stupid. This is not why. Why? Mm-hmm. What were we having so much problem with in the first place? Anyhow, I'm going to learn how to spell the word damp over here, and kept, and fill, and stop, and hiccup, and subtract, and cannot, and tablet.
Well, those are actual words.
Yes,
sometimes they make up weird words that look like...
Omp?
No, just looks like slang words of things that I don't know and my kids shouldn't be talking about. You know? That's what they look like.
You're right.
Like, twerk wasn't a word, what, 5 years ago? And now it's a word, and it means to, you know,
to
twerk.
Did twerk come out of, like, new spelling?
I don't know.
Or
it's probably how that probably started is some kid finally spelled it right and did a dance, and that's where twerking came from. Some five-year-old twerked because he could spell it. I'm not in a good mood. And I'm just warning the audience. I'm not a good Jenny today.
It's in the it's a YouTube video as well, twerking. So there you go.
Yeah.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first caller, and I think it's this one. Hi. Let's see your ghost story.
Hello. I'm calling just because I've been listening to your podcast for some time now. What actually got me into it was an incident that can't kind of be ignored in regards to my daughter. Ever since she was little, she always would talk about, I guess, what we thought was imaginary friends. But later on in a few years, as she got older and older, she would continue to see the gray people. She would describe them even when she was little, but they would run so fast they would disappear. We always thought those were imaginary friends, but now looking back on it, and then, well, even at the time, I guess I knew that something wasn't right because she got past the age of imaginary friends being normal, and it just became a lot. Lily has all, that's my daughter's name. She's always known, things that she probably shouldn't or couldn't really know. They weren't always anything spectacular or extraordinary, but it was just things that Lily would know that, again, she shouldn't. But one day, for some reason, I take my daughter to school every morning before I go on to work, and on the commute to work, or to school, excuse me. One morning, she starts talking to me. I think it's a vulnerable space for us, and it kind of leaves everyone open in the car. That's where most of our conversations take place. But she starts talking to me about a woman who reoccurringly appears in her dreams. She's an attractive woman. She says, beautiful woman, blonde. She goes on and describes her and how she's always in the dreams and she's showing her things. And so she continues to tell me this a few times on the car ride to school. And then one day she says, you know, I'm going to ask her what her name is. I'm going to ask her who she is because she keeps showing up. There must be a reason. I feel like there's a reason she keeps showing up. So fast forward maybe a week, and Lily comes, you know, we're on the way to school, and she's like, oh, I asked that girl her name. I said, oh, okay. And so she tells me her name, and I said, oh, okay, very distinct name. I mean, it was a last name. It was an entire name. And I said, oh, okay, that's odd. And she's like, she says she knows Daddy, and she went to school with Daddy, and she goes on and tells me all a few other things, just, you know, tidbits of information. And this woman is deceased. Lily says she's deceased. And she showed her where she kind of passed away, how she passed away, not fully how, but kind of fully how. I don't know how to explain that. But so after I take my girls to school, I immediately call my husband who's at work, and no response. So I text him and I say, who is da-da-da? And he says, that's the girl Lily says she's been dreaming about. And I said, yeah, I know. She told me her full name. That's so odd. And he said, yeah, I went to school with her. And I said, okay. And he's like, it's so odd. You know, she's been gone for, I would think, several years now. And my husband said, I'm not sure on time, but she's been gone for some time. So I go on and tell him how Lily says she passed away. And, you know, my husband's not sure of the details of how things happened, but he does know it wasn't a car accident. And he's like, maybe I've mentioned this woman's name before. Maybe she's seen it somewhere and her subconscious has kind of stuck out. You know, perhaps we're overlooking something. And I'm like, yeah, but to be so detailed, I mean, the way she described how she passed, I mean, she described to me how it felt to drive down the road, kind of in a similar situation as to where this woman passed away. I mean, she really couldn't tell me exactly where, but she was like, Mommy, you know how when we go into, and she told me a descriptive place, basically when we merge off of an exit or on an interstate, it was similar to that feeling. Lily said when I was in the car with her, it was similar to that. This woman apparently had made some poor choices. There was no one else involved. Lily said the road was wet, and this woman simply lost control. She didn't die there. She did die shortly after, and Lily goes on to describe kind of how things taken place at the hospital and how her family thought she was still alive, and she heard everything they said, but she wasn't really there. So, you know, these things continue to go on. You know, Lily starts coming to me, talking to me about this rapper is going to die, or the Kobe Bryant situation. Lily described that. She depicted that. We were talking about actually taking a flight and traveling for vacation, and my oldest daughter, for some reason, has had a little bit of a fear of flying lately. So Lily had pulled me to the side and said, you know, that's going to be magnified. And I was like, what? She's like, her fear of flying is going to be magnified soon. I can't tell you. It's a famous, I can't tell you exactly who it is or what it is, but I know he's a famous basketball player, and there'll be an accident, and it'll be a crash. So I immediately thought car. But then I thought, well, how does that make sense with the airplane? And then Lily had told me sometime after that the NBA would shut down in the future. And I thought, when she told me that, I thought, well, is that because of that the gentleman, the famous NBA player's death? I thought that was odd, but now looking back, that was really COVID-related, I guess. Lily does tell me that there's some things that she cannot tell me that doesn't help me just because that I would want to change it or fix it, so to speak. And Lily's like, that's not how these things work. You don't get a change and fix what you fix, and, you know, some things have to happen. There's just been a bevy of things since her meeting this particular person that have taken place. You know, Lily will say that there's a number specifically in her head and it's related to this person. And I have since, I work with the public, I work with a billing and a facility. So I actually met her father. And when I met her father, I knew immediately who he was. So I started looking at this woman online. One of her social media accounts was still active. So I started looking into some things, and I told him what happened. I felt like I should. I had recently, you know, during all this time, I had lost my brother and my father and my father-in-law and my grandmother-in-law, so to speak, within, you know, an 8-month time frame. And I thought, you know, if that were one of them, I would want to know. So I did go. Of course, I discussed this with my daughter. You know, she's just 11. I know this is a lot for her. It's just a tremendous situation for anyone of any age, but especially an 11-year-old, that she handles it so maturely. And some of the things she says is just, it's odd. It's just very odd. But so I spoke with him, and I spoke with her mother, and I've since then talked to them numerous times. One of the numbers that had popped into Lily's head was 1203, which, you know, knowing us and my family, we would say 1203. So when Lily said 1203, I said, you know, maybe it's a date. And she's like, no, you're going to have to tell somebody, I think it's a message for someone, I don't know. So I went to her mother and we discussed 1203, and her mother said, oh, that was her time of death. That was hard for me to hear for some reason. I mean, I know she's deceased, but I knew I would have to go back and tell Lily that, I don't know, that was just very, I know as odd as that sounds, that was very difficult for me to have to tell Lily, but I did. It took me a few days to build up courage. And when I told Lily, she was like, she was very, she felt unconvinced. And so when I said to her, you know, and she's like, well, maybe that is it. And I'm like, you don't think it's it? And she's like, not yeah, but maybe. No, not really. So her father then came to me a few days later. Her mother and father are separated. Her father came to me a few days later, and he said that he, 1203, you know, might have been her time of death. You know, they weren't really sure on that. He said, but I know what that 1203 is. And I said, okay. And he said, that 1203, he said, she set up my email a long time ago. And she set it up with his name and then 1203. And he said, every time I use a pen, a four-digit number of any sort or any pen, he said, I always use 1203. And he said, she knew that. She's the one who helped me. I don't know if it was a date between them that was something specific or I'm not sure. And he said, but he said, when I think 1203, I immediately think, you know, some of the things that she helped me set up and the security features of it. So when I went back to Lily and I said, I spoke with her father today in regards to the 1203. And she said, okay. And I said, you know, he thinks that. And he said, but before I could even tell her, she was like, I do think it was more for somebody who needed to hear it. And I was like, what do you mean? And she said, I feel like that some people, you know, have a hard time understanding these things, and I don't want anybody to think I'm crazy or lying. She said, and I think someone needed, that was something to tell somebody so they would know, hey, this is me. This is who is talking to Lily. This is really me. This is a more of a, you know, a claiming and validating. I guess validity. I mean, that's the only way I can say it. And because Lily was like, you know, saying that I am for sure, letting them know, hey, you don't believe all this. You kind of feel it to be true. Some of this stuff can't be denied, but this is proof to you. This is, and I said, and so when I told her what her father had said, Lily said that makes sense. That was for him then, because that's how I'm feeling. That's how she's making me feel. And you know, since there have been numerous things that Lily has told me that, you know, that's just really blown my mind. But it's now become, you know, she says now that this woman is not only in her dream, she can talk to her. She said, Mama, sometimes I'll just hear, you know, her speaking to me. She said, I hear her voice in my head and she'll be saying something. And she, for instance, one night she woke Lily up and she kept telling Lily, you got to get up, you got to get up, you got to get up. And so Lily said, I got up, and then she said, I stayed up for a while, and she said that she was like, okay, you can go back to bed now. And so, you know, it's not just limited to the dreams now. I guess maybe it's a more powerful connection.
And that's where it ends.
So is the woman giving Lily this information, or does Lily genuinely have medium powers?
I don't know. I mean, is a medium power something that is given to someone from the other side?
No. What I'm saying, though, this knowledge of, like, the mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant accident yeah. and things like that, is that something that she had a premonition on her own, or was that given to her by this woman? And I feel like Lily has her own, you know, that she's her own psychic medium.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because the way she's able to interpret whether or not things are meant for certain people or certain reasons, you know, with the 1203 thing, that was meant more for the lady that died's father than the mother.
Yeah.
I feel like she's definitely on, you know, the medium scale there. But I'm wondering if some of this information, this like premonition type stuff, is that something that she's coming out with on her own, or if that's something that's being told to her?
I don't know. How would you handle that if suddenly a child started telling you these things and it was like, oh, that does kind of add up?
Well, it depends, first of all, which child it is. just to be truthful.
Okay, let's say it's a child that doesn't make things up.
Okay. Then normally. I would take it seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would take it seriously. I would listen and I would, you know, I would want to probably test it or have some proof, but mm-hmm. yeah, there's one child where it'd be like, that's just bullshit. There's another child be like, okay, I'm going to, you know,
yeah.
follow that to a T.
Yeah. I mean, how would you help them deal with that? Because they're trying to figure out, I'm sure, like, why am I getting this information?
I would just probably tell her that, you know, that she's serving an important purpose, that she's the only way that certain information can be passed from one realm to another, and that that's a very important role.
We may not know why we're getting this information, but mm-hmm. for some reason, whatever you're telling us seems to be adding up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the stop telling me these things. You know, you're scaring me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it would be easy to, I mean, I'd be a little bit freaked out if a child started saying to me, you know, a basketball player is going to die in a accident of some sort. You know, you're like, what the hell? You know, like, okay. And then boom, that happens. Mm-hmm. And then it's all going to be shut down. And I get it. Initially, you're thinking, well, maybe, you know, maybe
it's related, but then yeah. you don't understand that they're talking about multiple different events.
Two totally different things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because, I mean, at the time, I mean, you think, oh, maybe they'll have like my mind at that point in time in history, a whole 9 months ago, or whatever it would have been, oh, well, maybe that'll be shut down for like a day of mourning or a yeah. tribute or something like that. Not like, well, they're shutting the season over,
right.
You know, yeah, it would be interesting. And I wonder, you know, when you're the person who's getting these little tidbits of things and you're still trying to understand life yourself when you're that age of just how things, you know, basic things work. And if you're not familiar with it, you're not familiar with it. You know, how much, you know, you're not regurgitating, but you're saying because it's come to you and you're mm-hmm. saying these things out loud and you may not know exactly what they mean either.
But at that age, the blessing is that she's young enough that she's not conditioned already to let that adult
assumptions,
that adult experience of, oh, that's bullshit, I'm not going to believe that, blah, yeah. blah, blah. She's still young enough that, you know, suspension of reality is there to where she can take that information and actually still believe it.
And I would say the messages come out more, I mean, as dark as they are, but more pure.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas an adult, like we were just talking about, we would have already connected those dots, just like she did, going, oh, okay, plane crash, they'll suspend the NBA. That is all connected. No, right. not no. at all. But as in a child, if you don't know what all this is and how this is all, you're just going to say it as it came to you. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to put your own stamp on it, or it's not going through your own filter because you don't have a filter there yet to try. And we all naturally just do with everything. You know, it'll go through our version of how we think it should be delivered. There, that's not there yet.
But she will also benefit from being so young in that she'll develop that feeling of, I know what this feels like. This feels like when I got that information that was true.
Yeah.
And that will be conditioned within her to where she'll know what to believe and what not to believe. And she'll learn to trust her gut more so than somebody who has this come on later in life,
yeah.
which has to completely retrain their instincts.
Sure. Yeah, that's very true. Very interesting story. Thank you for sharing those experiences with us. And if they continue, please do share more. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. And I think it's safe to say, because this is airing in October, we should start talking about it now. Since Halloween is, you know, going to be quite different this year for many of us, it's on a Saturday night, October.
We're assuming this because we're recording this in September.
Yes, we are.
We're recording this on September 14th.
Yeah. I can say confidently we're probably not going to be trick-or-treating.
Our family will not be.
Yes. And I'm assuming probably many will not be as well. If you are, that's fine. That's up to you. We're not. So for Halloween, we're going to do something special this year on October 31st. We'll be doing a live stream of Real Ghost Stories Online. Three of us, you, me, and Harper.
Mm-hmm.
And Harp is going to be doing a costume.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, we're not going to go trick-or-treating, so she can't show off her costume. So she is going to be showing off her costume to all of you. And it's awesome. Should we leave it a surprise? Or?
Leave it a surprise, okay. But it's classic Harper. Mm-hmm. And we ordered all the components of the costume yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's she's going to be one of her favorite people.
Yeah. So we're going to do that on Halloween live. Watch our social media feeds for the time. And of course, we'll announce the time on the air as well prior. But to keep up to date on it as best you can, keep up with us on social media and we'll let you know the time on October 31st. It'll be in the evening sometime, probably 7-8 at night. And we'll do an hour long or whatever length episode live of Real Ghost Stories Online. We'll take your calls. We'll read some scary stories, and we'll have our own Halloween party. The three of us and all of you, whoever wants to join us, we'll run it probably through Facebook Live. And then you can all join in with your stories. And if you guys have costumes and stuff that you want to share and show off, I'm going to try and figure out some way of showing those off as well. If you guys, you know, post them in the comments or whatever, will be great. It'll be a fun way of doing, you know, something that a different way of doing what we like doing.
Are we doing costumes, you and me?
I'm still kind of up in the air on that. I'm kind of leaning towards no because there's already so much going on.
I just don't know that I have the time to come up with something.
I don't know that I have the energy or the time to come up with a costume, but I'm going to let Harper do that.
Yes.
So we'll have some fun with that on October 31st. So if you're, you know, thinking, you know, Halloween, you know, it's going to be different this year. Yes, it will. But here's something to look forward to. We're going to have a live Halloween party with all of you and us. Ghost stories. Get your guys and girls dressed up. And share your photos and such, and we'll have some fun on October 31st here with Real Ghost Stories Online live that night. I just wanted to put it in your mind, put it on your calendar. If you're staying home, no Halloween parties this year, no trick-or-treating, all that, we are going to have some fun on Halloween night. So go stock up, order yourself a bag of candy online, however you want to get your candy, and get ready to binge away on it.
Candy's already out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no excuse here. You got about a month to get your candy. So get a big old bag of it. If you had to pick one bag of candy.
Yeah.
They have all those bags of candy out now. They have, of course, the mixed bags mm-hmm. of stuff. And then, of course, you can get like your, you know, Kit Kats only, or you can get your Reese's only. Mm-hmm. You can pick one bag. What bag of candy would you pick?
I always got Twizzler Pull and Peel.
Twizzler Pull and Peel.
That's what I always got because I grew up out in the country, mm-hmm. so we didn't trick or treat. I didn't have trick or treaters, so we got to pick a couple of bags. So I usually get something chocolate, and mm-hmm. then I would get something fruit. But if I had to choose one, it would be Twizzler Pull and Peel.
Do they still make Pull and Peel?
Oh yeah, they do.
Is Pull and Peel the type that when you pull it, it's a full piece of licorice?
It's like this.
Where it's like a tiny string
yeah.
that goes off. I remember, yeah, those were cool.
Those are my favorite.
Didn't they used to have giant ones of those too?
But that I think was a different brand.
Different brand? Okay.
Yeah.
I remember those at like football games and stuff as a kid.
That was a different brand and okay. I didn't care for that. I mean, there was nothing wrong with it, but I liked my flavor, my Twizzler Pull and Peel.
It was like licorice ropes almost. They were like whips and children would whip each other.
And I would eat it like string cheese. You know, I'd pull yeah. one off at a time and eat it.
I remember those.
They still make that.
I'm not a big licorice person, but I liked those. Mm-hmm. Weren't they like strawberry flavor too or something?
Or cherry.
Or cherry.
Cherry's
yeah.
the best.
Yeah. Go with strawberry.
Nope. Cherry's the best.
I think if I had to pick, I don't know. I'm a horrible person at a buffet. Because I will, it's like, oh, there's so many things to choose from. And I just get a little bit of everything and I'm never quite satisfied. Where it's like you go to a restaurant and you order like the steak or the fish. You're like, ooh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that way with candy. I should just hunker down and say, I'm buying this. But I always end up getting like the variety pack of stuff.
And then there's leftovers.
Yeah, I eat like 1/5 of it, and the rest I'm like, I'll get to it. And then, you know, 4th of July comes around and there's still candy left.
I'm sorry, but I'm so sick of Whoppers and Milk Duds by Easter that, you know, that's all that's left. All the Kit Kats and the Reese's Pieces are gone.
Whoppers are good, though.
The Reese's something else that Harper accidentally slipped and said, which was hilarious. So,
did you ever get Whoppers in the carton?
No.
They were like, they used to sell them in like milk cartons.
I remember that, yeah. But no, because I didn't like them enough to get them. I would eat them if they came in the Halloween candy, but they were usually last.
Really?
Yeah, that and Milk Duds got stuck in my teeth. I hated that.
I like Milk Duds, but yeah. The Dots, I didn't really care for, or no. Juji Fruits. The Seinfeld episode is completely accurate on Juji Fruits, where they get stuck in your teeth like horribly. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's do one more quick story before we wrap up the program for today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey guys, it's Becca again. So I decided to give you a call and tell one of my other stories. And I'm going to apologize in advance. I'm working. I'm a housekeeper. And so you're going to hear a lot of stuff in the background. So I'm going to jet forward a few years to a little more recent history. A little bit of background. My husband's mother had moved in with us. And for a very short period of time, unfortunately, she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, passed away within 2 weeks of diagnosis, and it was a very hard time for us. It's been about almost 3 years ago now. So about a year and a half ago, give or take, I was laying in bed with my daughter watching a video and trying to get her to go to sleep. And there was this stuffed animal that my mother-in-law had given my daughter when she was first born. And it was, you know, like a Cracker Barrel toy type of thing. And it was supposed to have a book that went with it. And it had a little button on the hand. Well, you know, for the age, the battery finally wound down. And of course, when batteries wind down in these sets of toys, they sound demonic. So it hadn't worked for a while. I would say probably a good 2 or 3 years by this point. And at this point, my daughter was 4.5, 5 years old. And we're just laying there, and all of a sudden, it goes off and says, "Good night. I love you." And I pause and I'm like, okay, that's weird. Does it again after about a minute and a half. I'm like, okay, well, if it does it a third time, I'm thinking in the back of my head, we're screwed. And it does it a third time. And my daughter's like, Mom, this is really freaking me out. This is scaring me. I'm like, okay, well, you know, we'll just not worry about it. And I said out loud, "Hi, Mom. Love you too. Please stop doing this." And it did it a fourth time. So immediately after that, I gave my daughter my phone for a minute and I grabbed the toy up and put it in my closet. And it just stayed in my closet since then and has not made a peep whatsoever. So I'm not entirely sure if it was my mother-in-law coming through to give a hey, how are you, love you type of thing. Or if it was a floaty coming through, that's what I call them when they pass through the house randomly. Or just something trying to scare the shit out of me and my kid, which I didn't take kindly to. But that's one story that's a little bit more current. I'll either email or call back in eventually soon for a couple other things. Love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
So I think, I mean, the fact that it hasn't done any more since, it's very possible it was kind of that message.
Yeah, that message and the move on kind of thing, you know? I don't know, you know, if it was just the good night, I love you, and that's it, you know? But also, you asked it not to do that anymore. So that means whatever it was respected that.
Yeah. And we see that quite often where sometimes it's just, it's almost like there's a little window there when somebody is passing where it's like, okay, I'm not going to haunt you forever, but I'm just going to let you know I'm over here. And I hope you pay attention enough to catch the sign.
Yeah.
Some have that ability, some don't. And we don't really know why, but that may have been just your peaceful message of, hey, you know, I'm you can connect the dots here of who this is. And that may be what happened, considering it has stopped. So thank you for sharing that experience with us. Our phone number is 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost story with us. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Get all the bonus episodes, brand new ones every single week, advanced episodes of the show, and a ton more. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to support the show and keep us on the air. Until next time, for Jenny and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening.